Brian Helsworth with Jonathan Curtwright. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the UM Healthcare System, and he just got done, along with several others, here at a forum in Jefferson City, talking to probably a couple of hundred people. It was packed tonight as they talked about the pending sale of St. Mary's to MU Healthcare. First of all, your thoughts on how the meeting went?
Yeah. We're delighted. We put out chairs for well over 300, and I think the large majority of them were full. I think it's excellent. And there were many people that came up afterwards that were positive, and a handful that also had, maybe not so much. And so hearing the voice, that's part of what makes this a great country, is ensuring that the voice of people on both sides of an issue can be heard, and we can make sure that we're having their voices heard, and we can ensure that their issues are dealt with. And I think that we are dealing with those issues. If you think about it, number one, and I said this before, but I really mean it, we've heard loud and clear, local jobs, good pay, good solid benefits. And I think that we can provide that. We have 700 open positions right now. If you combine all this into one, we want to ensure that people have a good landing spot, whether it's in Jeff City, Columbia, or in Mexico. Second thing that we talked about is we want to ensure that there's local care. And there's a lot of patients, around 9,000 patients from the 8-county region around Jeff City that are leaving to get their care either in Columbia or in St. Louis. We think a lot of those patients, not all of them, but a lot of those patients are going to be able to get their care and stay right here in Jefferson City. And we think it can be great. So local jobs, local care, and ensuring that we have a local leadership team and a local voice. We heard that loud and clear. Those are themes we've heard in all of our forums. And we're grateful for people for giving us that feedback.
When you made a point at the beginning, Jonathan, about right now, I want to say you said 135 beds a night in Jefferson City, and maybe I heard that wrong, 135, and you said it's just not sustainable. A, did I hear the numbers right, and if you could elaborate on that.
Sure. So one way that you can measure how full a hospital is that on average, you look at the number of people that are in a hospital bed at midnight every single night. And on average, between Capital Region Medical Center and St. Mary's here in Jeff City, there's a total average daily census, total number of people that are, it's 135. There are, if you filled up every shelled space, every open space that's at St. Mary's right now, there would be the capacity for 178 beds. There's around 300 total beds in all of Jeff City. The capacity is simply too much for the amount of demand for hospital services. Now, but there's all kinds of demand that's not getting met for primary care, subspecialty services that are more and more of the outpatient setting where patients can walk in and walk out.
Two quick questions, and I'll open up to you if you want to add anything. There was some questions. People had some signs outside worried about quote-unquote monopoly. You've heard that as well. How do you respond to that about MU Health operating the two hospitals in town? That's something that I think one gentleman asked about too.
Yeah. Well, competition is good. And we firmly believe in competition. And if you think about it, there's still going to be major competition in Jefferson City and in Columbia. And I can give multiple examples of that, where there's going to be two cancer centers. There's going to be multiple imaging centers where people can go to radiology. There's going to be multiple places where people can have outpatient surgery. And so competition is good, and it's going to happen. And furthermore, I will also say that healthcare is becoming much more of a regional focus. And so the competition sometimes isn't going to come from the local area of Jeff City or Columbia. It might be Springfield, Missouri. It could be Kansas City. It could be St. Louis. It could be Chicago. It could be the Mayo Clinic. For people that have complex care needs, people are willing to travel. And we must expand our horizons from beyond Audrain County or around Cole County or Boone County. Healthcare is much more of a statewide or a regional and statewide and perhaps even national phenomenon.
Gotcha. One more question I'll open up to you. Hospice came up briefly. A lady was worried that may be spun off. You really can't get into that right now. I guess it's still under review.
Absolutely. That being said, we have now heard the three forums we've done and multiple other settings where I've done rounding in various settings is that there's great passion around the hospice care as well as the home health care that is done at St. Mary's and at Audrain Medical Center. Her voice has been heard loud and clear, and we need to come up with what the best model is going to make sense for the future.
Is there anything you'd like to add about tonight, about these three forums? Feel free.
The voice of Missourians must be heard in this. I can't overemphasize how much we must have the voice of Jefferson City and Mexico getting behind this. The grassroots power, if you will, for the community is out there. Once again, it's got to be right for Jefferson City, it's got to be right for Mexico, and it has to be right for MU Healthcare. If those three things come into equilibrium, this can happen.